All right, I'm reporting from my car today. So the potential myth misconception, although I'll address that at the end, potential, is that one should skip all of Psukei Dezimra in order to make Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Tefillah B'Tzibur is a need, is an ideal, I should say, that we aim for, but not at all costs. So let's say a person comes late to shul, B'Kara B'Yameinu, not to be late, but to be back in shul. So let's say a person comes late to shul. What should they skip in order to make Tefillah B'Tzibur, in order to daven Shmoneh Esrei at the same time together with the minyan? So, working backwards, we can't skip Kriyat Shema and its brachos. We got to say Birchos Kriyat Shema and then Shmoneh Esrei because of Smichas Geula L'Tefillah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So if after I put on my talis and tefillin, the chaz and saying Gal Yisrael, I can't go right to Shmoneh Esrei without first saying Birchos Kriyat Shema and Shema, that overrides the need for Tefillah B'Tzibur. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says the beginning parts of davening, putting on a talis and tefillin, netilas yadayim, the berachos haTorah, kind of shema. These things can't be skipped either, even if it means missing out on tefillah b'tzibur. But what about Psukei Dezimra? So the Shulchan Aruch concludes that one can skip all of Psukei Dezimra if necessary to make tefillah b'tzibur. If you have more time, so there's a hierarchy. You start with Baruch Sh'amar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. I should point out that the Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes from the Magid Meisharim, the Kabbalistic work of Rav Yosef Cairo, where he was taught by an angel in his dreams. And one of the things he says, how important it is to say all Psukei Dezimra in order. And by skipping or going out of order, we ruin some of the process. So we really should avoid doing that. But if push comes to shove, and nowadays, again, there's no minyan that we're late to. Maybe we're up against Zman, that's a different story. But no minyan that we're late to, so we shouldn't skip at all. But in the Tefillah B'Tzibur case, if need be, and in fact, some Mishnah Berurah quotes, some say that you should therefore say Psukei Dezimra completely in order, even over Tefillah B'Tzibur because of this Magid Meisharim. But we don't follow that. We could skip Psukei Dezimra if necessary to make Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the Shulchan Aruch concludes, even if it means skipping all of Psukei Dezimra, that's what we would do. So the Mishnah Berurah, this is on Siman Nun Beis, in Sifkat and Vav, and then in the Beralach in the beginning of the Gimel, says that's not the case, that we would say Baruch Sha'amar Asher Nishtabach even over Tefillah B'Tzibur, that these three things can't be skipped. Again, it's against a simple reading of the, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. So the Piskei Truvos quotes this Mishnah Berurah, and he says, you should know that many of the Achronim are against this Mishnah Berurah. Many Achronim side with the Shulchan Aruch that we should skip all Psukei Dezimra if necessary to make Tefillah B'Tzibur. This is the Mishnah Berurah. So whether we're calling it a myth or misconception, I wouldn't. The idea of skipping all Psukei Dezimra, including Baruch Shamar Asher and Yishtabach, I wouldn't go that far, because again, it's the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Shulchan Aruch and many Achronim who say we should, but the Mishnah Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim says that we should not skip these three, even at the extent of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So no, not given a practical psak here. So it's maybe a less exciting of a myth buster, because it's really a machlokes. But at least to be aware of such a regular mainstream opinion out there that would say these three even over Tefillah B'Tzibur.